I've spent over 20 years in the district. A lot of those years as a high school principal, walking hallways, getting to know all our kids, and not being able to see kids in a building is really difficult for staff and for everybody. And we know that's where they're going to excel and thrive. So we have to shift our thinking to this is a challenge. It's a challenge by the whole country. How do we band together with families in our community to really offer the best education we can until we're going to go back to school? So it's a matter of shifting our mindset to accepting where we're at. We know we've got to do better and get these rates down so that it can be safe. And I guess I would use this analogy, and this is from Dr. Butler, who is an expert in the field. We're very fortunate to have him and Dr. Mark Johnson and Wenatchee, who are both experts in the field. They are both have, I think they have school-age children, so they understand the challenge. But Dr. Butler said this. He said, if we were to open today, it would be like putting a child on a raft on a river with no life jacket. So you're taking some risks. If we were to open in 3 weeks when this is supposed to peak, it would be the same analogy on that raft with no life jacket in whitewater. And why would we do that? Why would we take that risk with our children? And what we do know is this is now becoming a rural issue. We do have community transmission. We do have some of our students who have contracted COVID. So, you know, we need to be extra careful now and really work together. So I'm hoping that the community can understand that this is not an easy decision. It's a really difficult decision for our board. We've been intentional and deliberate in kind of really waiting and looking at all the different factors and studying and also looking at the transmission rates. But when we hear the recommendations being this strong from our health district, we really feel like this is the right way to go. And I just hope that our community can understand that and work closely with us in close communication so that we can help our kids move forward and move out of this thing and get back to a school system that, you know, is face-to-face where we know that kids are going to thrive.